and I must admit it's a great pleasure to me and others here to sometimes have the opportunity of endeavoring to break the bonds and the barriers, get through on some sort of level which is nearer our own condition of life and way of thought. And I'm very glad that you particularly are endeavoring to assist us in this.
Well, I think you're perfectly right in all that you say. I wonder if you were a spiritualist yourself when you were on the earth.
I most definitely was a spiritualist. And like a good many more spiritualists, I had my disappointments. And I must admit, looking back, that though it wasn't in a sense my desire to communicate with spirits on a material level, but I had to satisfy myself beyond any shadow of a doubt that it was possible, that it was true. And in consequence, I had to work on a certain level for that purpose and that purpose alone. Because if I were to proclaim, which I did eventually proclaim, my sincere belief, not only my sincere belief, but my sincere knowledge and assurance of the truth of communication, I had to bring it down to a material level so that it could be proved to my satisfaction on a scientific basis.
Uh-huh.
But of course, now I am very conscious of the need for a true spiritual revelation to come. And I feel sure that we should be able to accomplish a lot more than we have done up to now, if only we could find the mediums who, once they've been tested and proved and have worked no doubt on a certain level for a certain time, for the evidence which is essential for that mediumship, at the same time, it is no point and no sense in staying on that level, pandering to mundane. We must eventually be given the opportunity to get through, as much as it is conceivably possible, of revelation and a truest sense of spirit, and what spirit can achieve, and what it can do, and what it is, and what it has done in the past, and where it is leading us. And all this we are hoping, desperately hoping, to accomplish. You know, I published certain books which were, I suppose, to a great extent, helpful in propagating this spiritualism, as you call it, to the masses. People took notice of me, and I'm very glad that they did. But I only wish to goodness that I could have pursued it further on a more spiritual level and published my findings in that respect.
I have written many books about spiritualism by scientists.
Well, my name's Crookes.
William Crookes.
And you know, I've been very interested for a long time, and I have been present at your sessions, your meetings. Sometimes I've been very pleased, and like so many others, been very disappointed also. But that's bound to be in scientific research, in all kinds of research, and in such a subject as this, you're bound to have it. It can't be otherwise. Indeed, never two occasions are the same. The power, the conditions, the vibrations, everything is so variable and so changeable. But there's no doubt about it, there has been a breath of fresh air breathed into your world from this side latterly, and now we are hoping that we shall be able to continue that. We shall hope to be able to get through and to bring forth as much knowledge and as much experience as we possibly can. Of course, we've had a lot to contend with, as one can well imagine. All sorts of conditions and vibrations are bound to affect us from time to time. There are bound to be weeks when no doubt the little that we can give will seem little enough, but there'll be others when we shall achieve a great deal. There have been some very wonderful sessions in the past, and we hope to repeat them again and again. I certainly am most anxious for that, as indeed are all the group here. You know that?
Yes, oh yes, I know that. And I'm hoping that things will be on the same line as all you desire it to be.
Well, we hope so, because after all said and done, we've been going on for years and years and years, and the old way, you know, I'm not saying it hasn't done a lot of good. I'm not saying it hasn't given a lot of people comfort. After all, that is a very important thing itself. But after all, we've got a great truth to reveal. And the knowledge that some of us have experienced and gained is such that we feel it's so vital that the people of Earth, at least those who will listen and those who will take note and learn, should understand more of it, this great truth. There's so much to be revealed, and people just do not realize how vital and important it is and what a vast change and difference it can make, not only in their personal lives, but in the world as a whole.